Hello and welcome to the S Words Podcast, the roundtable discussion about pop culture topics beginning with the letter S. I'm Dominic Nguyen.
I'm Danny Suthi. Welcome.
I'm Karen Sun.
I'm Speak.
And I am Sung. I don't know who I am. Sorry.
You're Kevin Chu.
Oh. I'm not Speak?
No. He's Speak.
I'm Speak.
Are you Meanwhile,
hung? I actually want... Are you hung?
I'm not hung.
Oh, I don't know anybody who lives with hung anymore.
The only person I know who's hung is currently in Florida, so...
Oh, that's right. He's in Florida. That's
you only
right.
know one hung person?
There's only one person I know who's hung.
Oh. You know,
and it sure as hell ain't me.
Our group
are
is
we
mostly
talking
Asian.
About hung?
Our group is mostly Asian, so you know.
So is hung.
Well, on average, you only will have one person.
They're the top chef winner of that hung.
That's true.
Okay, we're done with this.
Today's topic is actually the Super Bowl, which is happening this Sunday, and it's going to be between the Green Bay Aaron Rodgers and the Pittsburgh Steelers. Wait, the Green Bay team isn't named the Aaron Rodgers, is it?
No.
No, no, it's just the offense. The defense is named Desmond Bishop.
I think you've gotten the name of the team wrong. Isn't it Aaron Rodgers' team?
Yes, the Green Bay team of Aaron Rodgers versus the Pittsburgh Steelers.
I don't think you're supposed to say Green Bay.
Oh, right.
Is that Aaron Rodgers Packers?
I think it's Cal's Aaron Rodgers team.
Yes.
And loser team.
That is correct.
Wow.
I actually like the Steelers. And
you
I
do?
Hate the Packers.
Really?
Well, I like the Steelers because when they're playing the Packers.
Okay.
Because
okay.
I like anyone when they're playing the Packers, except for Stanford.
How can Stanford ever play the Packers? How would that ever happen?
In which case, I will favor the Packers.
You know, you see...
Which is probably the better choice, too, anyways.
In your case, the things like that is when you root for the fault line. Or, you know, you root for the meteor or whatever you want
yeah,
to say.
I don't think
or the iceberg.
Fault.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I think your best shot is iceberg in Texas.
What?
So is Bud Light winning this year?
The Bud Bowl hasn't happened in like 15 years, has it? I hope not.
Who won the Bud Bowls? Actually, I've never known.
It was usually Bud Light, I think.
How do they determine which one wins the Bud Bowl? Is it whoever buys the most of a certain beer or... Like, do they have a computer simulation that
it's like trying to figure out who wins the Puppy Bowl. No one cares.
There's
yeah,
a
no
Puppy
one
Bowl?
There is a Puppy Bowl. It's one of those things that they play during halftime of the Super Bowl.
It's what they play on other channels because no one is watching them normally.
Yeah.
Wait. Is it actually a puppy competition?
No, it's just a bunch of puppies placed into basically a fenced-off area.
It's not a bowl.
It might be shaped like a bowl. I'm not sure.
The Super Bowl also isn't a bowl.
Blah, 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 blah. Yeah, whatever. Whatever, man.
So anyway, yeah, so you may realize that since all of us went to Cal or are affiliated with Cal in certain cases, we kind of favor our boy Aaron Rodgers, who was drafted from Cal 6 years ago and is now in the Super Bowl.
You know who could have had Aaron Rodgers?
The 49ers.
You know who sucks?
Also the 49ers.
Raiders?
Both answers are accepted.
Both answers are in fact accepted. So this is the thing, is that since we were all denied the right to go to the Rose Bowl with Aaron Rodgers by a certain Mac Brown...
A certain Mac Brown who will not be named.
Yeah, a certain Mac Brown who will not be named. But if you guys are listening to this and live near his car in Texas, could you please set it on fire for us?
Or
No jury...
No, I'm not going to say anything else.
Yeah, no jury in California will convict you, I swear. However, given the current political climate, maybe we shouldn't be inciting violence like this.
Well, he can't turn off the internet.
Yeah. That's true. So anyway, we're still a little bit crusty about that Rose Bowl that we missed. So hopefully we'll be able to, you know, enjoy the Super Bowl and pretend that it's the Rose Bowl for Cal.
Crusty?
We're a little bit
crusty?
Angry still, crusty, yeah.
Crusty?
Yeah.
I have never heard you use the term crusty as an adjective. I don't think I've ever heard anyone use crusty as an adjective.
I've heard it come up a couple of times, but usually in reference to crust.
Yeah.
Fine.
Yeah, so that bread is really crusty.
We're still angry a little bit, all right?
I like the crust, so how is it negative?
It was a euphemism. It's not a new...
I thought it was an adjective.
It's a euphemistic adjective.
Is that true? I mean, is that a real thing?
I don't know, actually.
Okay,
it just came to mind.
You just turned euphemism into an adjective. Euphemistic. You used it to describe an adjective.
Yes.
Look, it's okay. He has a license to English.
I do have a license to verb.
Wait. Did we just... Wait. Hold on. You used a noun as an adjective to describe a noun, and that noun was adjective.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, we're cool.
We're cool. Just checking. Remember, I graduated with a license to verb and to, a license to play with the English language. But yeah, so...
Crusty.
This is going to be a pretty short episode since really that's what I wanted to say.
that word crusty just building up and you're like, I really want to say it today.
Wait, yeah. What's the topic of this episode?
The Super Bowl.
Crusty, huh?
So does crusty even start with S?
What?
It has an S. That's pretty close.
Our standards for the show have gone down if you guys haven't noticed. So, you know
about it. How many words have S in them?
All of them. Wait, no.
Like pie?
Like wait and no.
And
make
cake.
It, if you make it plural.
And adjective.
But if you make them plural, then they almost all have S.
Yeah.
Except for octopi.
Octopi.
Wait. Octopus has an S when it's a singular.
Yeah.
But as a plural, it doesn't.
Unless
you make them into octopi.
Here's the thing is that... It's a
pie that has octopus in it and a lot of them.
Yes.
Hey guys, it's a valid adjective to say octopuses. There's not adjective, plural.
Hey, guess what? There's a Super Bowl going on next week.
Super Bowl. So who are you rooting for? Anyone?
Bud Light.
All right, Kevin. Bud Light. That's acceptable.
I'm actually rooting for Aaron Rodgers. That's it.
Yeah, okay.
Here's the thing that you need to know about Aaron Rodgers. He attempted a Shoryuken on national television.
Not only that, but his touchdown celebration is that he does this sort of like Degeneration X suck
no,
it
he,
thing.
No, he puts on the championship belt.
Yeah. He does this. It's kind of awesome. Not that anybody can see me doing his little belt motion.
No,
so
I can totally see you like grabbing at your crotch and just like swinging your hands around. Like,
yeah,
in a
that's
belt motion.
And that's the thing is that that's one of the least crotch grabbing.
Wait.
Well, let me repeat that. Grabbing at his crotch and swinging your hands around in the belt motion. Yeah, it's totally awesome. What?
Yeah.
No, it's pretty crusty. Yeah.
The belt is pretty crusty. It's a very old belt.
Okay.
So wait a second.
I'm really rooting for every time Aaron Rodgers throws a touchdown or runs it in for a touchdown on his own,
mm-hmm.
That's Aaron Rodgers' team's score.
Yes.
Anything else by the Packers is their score, and anything from the Steelers is their score. So I'm hoping Aaron Rodgers wins out of the three teams that are playing in the Super Bowl.
I think it's a
pretty good thing to watch for.
It is a pretty good thing to watch for. I think he can outscore everybody else on the field.
Oh my God.
Because this is the thing is that the Steelers were the number one defense in points allowed in the season, and I believe the Packers were number two. So it's entirely legitimate. If he scores like two touchdowns, that's going to beat everybody else.
Yep. Wear that belt,
Mr. Rodgers. Swing it around.
I'm rooting for Aaron Rodgers.
Yes. Are you guys even gonna watch the game?
Sadly, you know, I totally almost missed all of the football season this year. I just got so used to the Raiders just losing that I actually just didn't even pay attention.
Which is funny because the Raiders stopped just losing and they started coming just short.
Yeah, I know. I
heard. Oh. They swept their division.
I heard about that.
Oh my God!
And they lost to pretty much everybody else too.
No, 8-8. Last time I heard, and I was like, "Oh my God, that's awesome! 50%. That's so much better.
That's average. Holy cow!"
For San Francisco, that'd be great to have.
Yeah, 8-8 would have won the division.
Yep.
Because the NFC West was terrible. Oh my goodness, it was terrible.
Yeah, so...
Except then Marshawn Lynch just ran all over the New Orleans Saints, and then everyone was like, okay, all right, you guys are relevant. And then they got absolutely smeared by the Aaron Rodgerses the next week.
That's fine with me.
Yeah. I'm okay with that, too.
I also don't like Pete Carroll anyways.
Yeah, I was hoping to see Pete Carroll lose, but Marshawn Lynch do something. So I got both my wishes.
That's true.
Actually, did they lose the Aaron Rodgers? I thought no.
They did not play the Packers.
They didn't play the Packers.
Lost to somebody normal.
It was the Falcons. Oh, they lost to the Bears.
No, the Falcons totally lost.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm pretty sure it was the Bears.
Yeah, the Bears beat the Seahawks into the ground. All right, so how about this? I've totally forgotten to send out invites for this, but I keep forgetting that I need to hold a Super Bowl party here.
You do?
Well, I don't need to, but I want to. You guys
will there be booze?
Will it be crusty?
Are you inviting everybody on the podcast again?
Booze? I know. Will there be crust in my booze?
If podcast listeners can find my... Wait, no, don't... I'm
not yes, try to hunt down Dom. A B-B-B-B-B-B.
Crusty booze belt.
His address is...
123 Crusty Booze Belt Way.
Yeah.
In the
Nevada.
Ocean.
So you know that stripper name thing? You know, yeah.
Super Bowl? Super name? Super belt?
My stripper name, you know, it's the name of the first...
Easy Whore?
No. You know how it's supposed to be the name of your first pet in the street you grew up on? So yeah, my
oh my God.
Really? Always that first part is different, and everyone ends it with the street you grew up on.
Yeah. So mine is, you know, Extra Crusty.
Your cat... What?
Your pet was named Extra?
I'm afraid to ask what kind of pet you had.
Wow, he had...
Well,
he
extra, honestly, extra. Was your pet a newspaper?
Yes.
That's well, not see, a we were animal.
You see, we were very poor as children.
I see that you totally ignored when I said it was an animal.
We put ears on it, and it was totally an animal.
You can put... Whatever. You put an S on something and something happens.
Yeah, he grew up in the age where they had pet rocks.
I think we all grew up in that age, actually.
No.
No? Oh, crap.
We did. It was awesome. Did you get one for Christmas?
I didn't know what a pet rock was until I was like 12.
What?
Yeah.
Man, your parents must have hated you. I mean, you missed that.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Don't forget, Kevin's the youngest one here.
Didn't give me a rock.
I know. Sorry.
This episode is over.
Don't worry, I can always edit these things around.
I know. You can find us online at s-words-podcast.com. And you can send us.
Wait, is this really the whole episode?
Wait, what do you mean?
Did we talk about the Super Bowl?
We did talk about the Super Bowl.
We talked about the Aaron Rodgers against the Steelers, and I guess there are other players on that other.
But yeah, I mean, the thing is, we talk about the Super Bowl every year, and the main thing is going to be.
Hold on. We have not talked about Jason Statham. This is a Super Bowl episode.
Jason Statham?
I saw Crank last night.
You did see Crank?
Yes.
Was it on TV?
For the first time, or just
edited for TV?
Oh my!
Edited for
how
TV.
Do you want to watch it?
Oh, it's pretty much like the first minute.
It's that part where they go to Google Maps, right?
Yes.
And then they zoom in.
He kicks
like, this
down
over.
His television. He eats some chips.
Actually, a lot of times these days, they actually film two versions of movies nowadays.
Although, you know what we also saw?
Edited version.
You know what we also saw yesterday was
the mechanic.
The TV edited clips of Hot Fuzz, where they actually tried. It's like, was it you, bar steward?
Really?
Yes.
Is that what you're talking about then, too? They record, different dialogue?
They actually specifically recorded different dialogue for the cable version.
Yeah, I watched the extras for Get Him to the Greek, and most of the blooper reel was the fact that Sean Combs kept on swearing when he wasn't supposed to swear in that take.
That's right, yeah. I was wondering about that. That didn't really make sense if you just see the movie, though.
So you can't have the cable... They don't include the cable version on the DVD? Why not?
Because nobody wants to watch that.
Well, no, what if you really do? What if I do? What if I'm a hardcore fan of Get 'Em to the Greek and I need to see the cable version?
I hate you.
I've seen the cable and airplane versions of The Rock.
Really?
Yeah, and they are different. And the only way you'll know they're different is if you've seen the original too many times.
You want me
until
to
your
stick
eyes
this...
get that stuff that's around the rims that's really crusty.
Yeah.
You want me to stick this freaking needle in my heart?
Oh, okay. Thought that was going somewhere else.
No. It was going into my heart. Where were you thinking the freaking needle was going to go?
Well, first of all, I didn't know what you were going to say needle. And then I thought you were going to say taint.
Episode is over. Is it over yet? Can we finish it this month?
You know, I saw that Owl movie.
Oh, you finally
did? You saw the Guardians of Gahoot?
Yeah, the Guardians of Gahoot. It's,
Was it as amazing as you claim it was going to be?
Yeah. It's great. You should see it. Everyone should see it.
Oh, man, I was so looking forward to seeing that, but I just...
No, the best part about it is you'll fall asleep.
Oh, really? Oh, that's awesome. I haven't fallen asleep in a while.
What?
I'm so looking forward to this.
That's why your eyes have that stuff around them. Yeah. It's all crusty.
Oh, God. It itches.
If this episode wasn't called Super Bowl,
it would be called Scrusty.
I like so to think about it.
So you can find us online at
scrusty.com. He has tiny feet.
Big shoes to fill. Yes. Big shoes yes, to fill. Big yes, shoes tiny to feet fill.
Like a good person.
Are you still promoting hey, your family's tiny restaurant?
What?
Yeah, Zadin Krusty.
Yeah, yeah.
What?
Come on down to Krusty's hut.
You can find us online at s-verse-podcast.com. You can send us feedback at feedback@s-worst-podcast.com. Blah, 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 blah.
That's right.
The Krusty Bowl.
What the hell are you doing to me? It's because the two of you are next to each other. We've all gotten stupider for this
I'm
again.
I'm not even close to him.
If you're close enough. It's the dumbification field.
That we're in the same room or city.
There's a reason that I tried to get a restraining order between the two of you.
You can't restrain us.
Restrain third parties from
you. Be quiet.
You're not his. You are
what
not
are
his
you,
father.
What are you like
you
a king?
Keep him apart.
You think you're the king or something?
King yes.
Krusty. Get crusty.
You can find us on Twitter at twitter.com/s_words.
Krusty.
Also at twitter.com/superunker. At twitter.com/Krusty the Clown. Good night, everybody.
You know what to look for, guys.
Come on.
Yeah.
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 You got to this site.
You guys demand
you
more
it,
of these things. No, I'm not touching you.
It's all crazy.
Come on. Come on.
Oh, I'll do it.
Hey, no, 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 no. Oh.
Oh, yeah. My crusty fist through your crusty fingers. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I'm actually done with
it's
this.
It's only something I can do.
Yeah. Super Bowl.
For 3 minutes about the Super Bowl.
I don't think there's actually 3 minutes of content about the Super Bowl unless you count Aaron Rodgers' talk. In fact, I don't think there's any Super Bowl content unless you count Aaron Rodgers' talk and Bud Light Bowl
and
talk.
And the Puppy Bowl.
I don't think that's... Okay, fine.
Puppy Bowl.
That's the big thing about Super Bowl is really not so much watching the game. It's what you do. Like when everybody's all gathered around, mm-hmm. It's a big party, and you got you have your setup. I'm gonna have pizza right there. I'm gonna have my chips over here and guacamole that I can't eat because
and
I'm allergic to avocado.
Are you allergic to avocado?
He's allergic to avocado.
And I love my salsa, and I'll have that over there. But the guacamole could be for like Sung, who's over here on my left.
What? Wait. Did you just say Sung will represent your guacamole?
No.
He'll have the guacamole because I can't have it.
The guacamole will be for Sung.
Yeah. I'll have like multiple different chips. You know, it'll be good. I'll have a party and I'll have my surround sound. It'll be great. Have some like ribs cooking in the back and maybe some steak cooking in the front. You know, it's just that's the plan. And you'll bring some cookies because you love cookies. Oh, I love baking. I don't know if you throw away.
Please tell you. Please tell me we're still recording. Thank God.
What?
This is the most we've talked about the Super Bowl at all.
This is the most serious I've ever seen John talk about anything.
He's serious about his Super Bowl, man.
That's the best part of it. I mean, well, then there's the commercials too,
but the commercials this year. Well, commercials last year were really.
I really,
really
don't care because I'm just gonna see them all in the end, anyways.
Yeah, I think the commercials are gonna stop mattering.
Yeah, the commercials stop mattering because we have the internet. I mean, back before the internet.
Whoa!
Yeah, the internet.
What is that?
Oh, well, there's
it's a series
internet,
of tubes,
and there's bad internet.
It's not a truck.
What if the tubes get all
crusty? You gonna see that?
Yeah, the commercials aren't really a draw anymore. as much as they used to be.
I honestly just, the only thing that I would look forward to as a commercial is a new Old Spice guy commercial.
Oh, are they really going to do that this year? I don't think they can have that much money.
Because the thing is that they did do the I'm Back video, you know, you saw that recently, right?
Yeah, but they're not going to spend $3 million to show you that. When maybe you would willingly go to YouTube and watch it yourself and never buy Old Spice.
Yeah. Which movie were you watching that they actually had that in the theater trailers?
Wasn't it Inception where they had the Old Spice
Inception
commercial?
Yeah, Inception in IMAX. We saw the Old Spice commercial in IMAX.
And this is the thing. Not only did we see that, but when the commercial came on and you heard the "Hello, ladies," then the entire theater went silent and turned toward the screen. it was kind of awesome.
And then people cheered after it was done.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah. Wow.
Yep.
This is the world we live in now.
Yeah. It's quite the opposite of Tron.
Yeah. Are you talking about the Tron trailer or just Tron in general?
In general. You know, the opposite of the cheering for it at the end.
Got it.
Unless they did at your screening.
I didn't see Tron Legacy.
Neither did I. Neither did you.
I didn't see it either.
It's a sucking contest. I mean, that's the episode in which we explain, when we talk about Tron.
How bad it was.
Despite never seeing Tron.
Yes.
Well, yeah, because.
Oh, the second Tron.
Because we're just looking at the trailers and we're like, eh.
Olivia Wilde and nothing.
It was pretty meh.
It was pretty meh?
Yeah.
It was okay. It was
very, hey, look, Son actually boring. Saw the movie. Yeah.
People that have actually seen Tron?
Yeah.
Two of us.
Wow. All three of you? Okay. Yeah. Good night, everybody.
Night.
Wait. So how was Tron? You know, in Super Bowl terms, please.
Yes.
Well, the bikes suck because, you know.
Okay, so the bikes.
I thought the whole point was to see the bikes.
I know.
And Olivia Wilde. Well, Olivia Wilde, that was worth seeing.
So, John, let's just say that the bikes were wide receivers then, right?
Yeah. And Olivia Wilde
is Aaron Rodgers. Is Aaron Rodgers, right? Yeah. The only good thing about just a terrible, terrible place.
Does she ride the wide receivers?
No, she doesn't. I was so let down.
See, I would have watched that.
Yeah, in IMAX, in 3D.
You know what
they need to make a movie of? Cyber Bowl.
Cyber Bowl?
Oh, it was the Cyber Ball. Remember that arcade?
I'm not getting into this
conversation.
Whoa.
What?
So good night, everybody.
You got the ribs in the back and the steaks in the front.
Yeah, that's right.
So, I mean, how good are these steaks compared to Tron Legacy?
Oh, they're going to be a lot better than that. You're going to season them up. You're going to cook them all like medium rare. You know, it's
what about the ribs, though? Are they going to be as saucy as Olivia Wilde?
Of course.
So if the ribs are the wide receivers, and the television is Olivia Wilde, how good was Tron Legacy?
On a crust level,
like golf, less crust is better.
Okay, so like golf, I guess it's like a -2 kind of crust.
Wow, you got an eagle off of those ribs and wide receivers and Olivia Wilde?
Oh, the Eagles got eliminated.
Yeah, I love that band.
Wow, this is getting way too
crazy. They did the Hotel California.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, they're pretty good.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good crust score.
Look, if DeSean Jackson is the steak.
No, hold on. There are multiple steaks.
Oh, that's right. We established he was one of the ribs.
So what player is John allergic to that can be the guacamole?
Well, you'd have to ask Song. That's all him.
I can actually tell you about the movie.
I think that to John, the avocado is Ben Roethlisberger, accused sex offender.
Ugh. Well, Ben Roethlisberger can't be the guacamole. He has to be the burger.
No, he can't be the burger.
Because he's got burger in his name.
Fine, Ben Roethlisberger.
Yeah, Ben Roethlisberger.
That's a pretty cool name.
I would actually root for a Ben Roethlisberger.
Wait. Turn all your names into some variation of guacamole.
Guacamole.
Yeah.
Guacany.
Guacany? He said guacany. Oh. That sounds like a country.
I'd be guacan.
Guacan.
Yeah.
Crustamole.
Your name is not Krusty. Wait. For this Super Bowl episode, I still want to know, how is Tron Legacy?
Oh.
I'd say if the original Tron was like any Super Bowl, Tron Legacy would be like the Butt Bowl.
Jesus.
And what about there's like the Victoria's Secret Lingerie Bowl, right? So is Olivia Wilde the Lingerie Bowl?
No.
No? Wow.
She plays a dumb, basically...
Yeah. Plays a program.
Personality-less
yeah.
person.
So she plays Megan Fox.
Except...
Whoa, let's not go that far.
The dude's in it.
Yeah, I mean, she wasn't CG, I mean...
Yeah. Well, then there's CG dude, which is okay.
Did they go bowling?
You mean rubber face?
It looks a lot, you know, better actually in the movie. You know, you can deal with it. There's some.
Flynn created this program in a cave. Fuck it parts.
I would just say that you can watch Tron once. It's fun. It's fine. I mean, it's not, you know, Skyline, which was.
You watched Skyline? Oh my god. Now I'm really interested.
Oh man.
I'm traumatized.
You watched Skyline?
Yeah.
Are you traumatized for seeing Skyline with him or that he saw Skyline?
No, I'm traumatized because he made me watch it.
Oh my god.
Well, so here's the
Okay. Now I'm totally into this show.
Here's the thing. Start. One of Ian's friends, AJ, was one of the chief animators on Skyline. And he came by and he actually showed me his animation reel. And he was like, yeah, this is what I originally did. This is what the directors made me do. And he showed me, like, just this animation reel of, like, this big tentacle thing swatting aside a car, right? Mm-hmm. And in the original version, it was just the tentacle thing swatting aside a car. And then he's like, yeah, and this is what they made me do to it. And so he plays me the second reel, which is what the directors did. And so you see the tentacle start moving, and already the car is halfway flipped over. And it's all, like, there's a tire already flying off. And he's like... And this is why this movie sucked even more than it should have.
Yeah.
It's proving that you can take a terrible movie and make it worse.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Like, there are people who can take bad movies and make them, you know, mildly decent. There are people who can take bad movies and can't make them any better. And then there are those special, special people who can take bad movies and make them worse.
Yeah.
We call these people the Alex Smiths of of directorial...
I love this editorship. Dumps all over that guy.
Is he the one who directed that?
Alex Smith.
Alex Smith has not directed a damn thing.
Yeah, he doesn't know how to direct throw a football.
Oh. Or run away from a 300-pound man.
Or play football.
Okay. A lot of football is running away from 300-pound men, though.
I just want to know who directed Skyline so I can just avoid
two guys in the future. Were they the ones that did Alien vs. Predator Requiem?
I think so.
That explains so much.
Yeah.
Skyline was the worst movie I've ever seen in my entire life.
Well, then clearly you have not been seeing enough movies.
Yeah.
Well, you see, that's if you go to Kevin's place right now, you can go see the Guardians of Ga'Hoole.
That's like a masterpiece.
You watched Dragon Ball Evolution there.
That's
too.
Probably
no.
Like
I have seen that.
Dragon Ball Evolution was actually better.
It was better. Skyline.
Whoa! There's one other movie that may not be named. Compare that movie to Skyline.
Which
egg roll?
Egg roll? I don't know what this movie is.
Shesha means I love you, Daddy. Did you guys see that with us, Chris?
No, they didn't.
I didn't watch
it. How did you miss that movie with us?
Is it Chun-Li?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh,
no.
I didn't watch Chun-Li. Sorry.
Okay. Now you don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
You don't know True Pain. It's okay.
Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, your movie didn't have a member of the Black Eyed Peas in it.
No.
Did you see the news that Will.i.am is going to be one of the directors for Intel? What the heck?
I'm sure those Intel employees are so happy right now.
They're like...
I heard they hired a bunch of people who are kind of filling that role. Like, they're all celebrities.
So basically they're just giving them money and saying, here, this is...
Represent us, yeah.
This is marketing money.
Pretty much.
Just going to give it to you instead of trying to buy ads with people with robots in the cafeteria again.
Pretty much.
Okay. Interesting.
I love those robot cafeterias.
It's like, this is the best thing that Intel has ever done.
And the
ever.
Bread doesn't come out all crusty.
But I like crusty bread.
So how was Skyline? I mean, like, explain what was wrong with Skyline.
Everything.
Everybody was chauvinistic. All the actors were the TV actors, and they didn't really know what they were doing. The storyline wasn't really thought out.
There was no storyline.
As she said.
Was there a skyline?
I guess.
You know, that movie was only made for $12 million.
It's 12 too many. You can tell.
$12 million too many. Or just $12
too many. Million
too
many.
Like, I could have made that for $11,900,000.
I just felt lacking.
You're going to do the rest of the math, huh?
There's just a bunch of nines in there. I don't even know what to do with math.
Not, you couldn't really root for anybody, and it just didn't feel good. And
you didn't care about any... There was not a single character that you cared about
at all.
Was
it short?
No, it was long.
It was long.
Oh.
Ooh, that's one of the cardinal mistakes of a bad movie.
Okay.
Yeah, they were stuck inside of a hotel room for almost the whole entire movie.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
And there's like these big aliens doing stuff, and they're just like, okay. And there's people who were fighting back against the aliens, but it wasn't these guys.
And you never saw what was going on. It was just them being like, oh, God, I'm hiding in the hotel room, and we could die at any moment.
Wait, so it's sort of like the...
They start calling each other the devil?
Well, I'll just I was thinking it's like maybe it's like the sexy back video.
Huh?
What?
This episode's over.
I tried to declare that three times.
It was more, let me. Guacamole!
It was more similar to Cloverfield, except imagine the people in Cloverfield not running away, but just staying inside of one room.
You mean their hipster apartment loft?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Wow. That's pretty bad.
Yeah.
Wow.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Is this episode over yet?
Do you want it to be?
I've wanted it to be over for quite a while.
It actually got better.
It did get better when I stopped talking about it. Good night, everybody.
Yeah, pretty much.
Hello and welcome to the S Words Podcast, a roundtable discussion about pop culture topics beginning with the letter S.
You are Dominic Gwynn.
No.
Who are you?
It's just the thing is that I heard the door, so I wanted to wait.
Oh. Right.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Who are you?
Would you like to start?
Who are you?
I am number six.
I'm number three.
You are number six. Anyway.